When we look at one another, doesn't matter what situation we're in, you and I can follow the truth of God based on the spiritual part of who we are. I always want to stress this. You and I are spirits who have a body, not a body that has a spirit. God created our body for our spirit to be able to walk around on earth. Now, try to explain that. I have no intention of attempting to explain that, but I do know this. I know that as long as God allows this physical vehicle to be able to move and to go, then God says for each of us to spread the good news. There's so much bad news that is going on. There's so much horror that we're witnessing within the United States of America. Now, you and I know, and I know it's not proper to even mention it, but let me tell you something, folks. Let's get real. We have a government that is made up of a whole lot of tyrants who could care less about our servicemen and women. That's just a fact. Now, you and I are called by God to give hope to one another. You see, Jesus grew up under the government of tyranny, the Roman Empire. He knew how bad things were. He was not silent, but you see, his battle was not with the government. His focus was on those professing to know God and eventually to become what we know as Christians. But Jesus had a key. That key that he had when he was walking physically on planet Earth is a key to the spirit of everyone he came in contact with. Jesus, the Son of God, God incarnate, was able to look directly into the heart of those that he corresponded with verbally. He heard the prayers, though they were silent prayers. He knew the heart. No, though the hearts of so many had been hardened. Jesus knew you and me before time ever existed. That's what his word tells us. I mean, there's nothing you can do that's going to surprise God. I listen to folk all the time and say, you know, God is really going to be angry with me for that. What God is angry with is sin. Do you know why God hates sin? Because sin attacks his family. Do you and I not get upset watching evil when it's attacking our family, our homeland, our homes? We're angry at the evil. Well, Jesus went straight to the heart of the problem. And the problem is a spiritual one. For the United States of America, the powers that be within our nation are not our God. We serve a risen Savior. Why do you really believe or think that no one wants us to mention the name of Jesus? That Christianity is supposed to be the evil religion. For those of us who are Christians, we know it's a relationship with Jesus Christ, not a religion. But for those who look in and they say, stop the name of Jesus. You're not allowed to use the name God. Christians, the only hope I have is in the name that I'm told I should never use in public. Amen. The only hope this nation has is in that name of Jesus Christ. Lord and Savior, do not get angry with the Christian community because we say Jesus Christ is the only way, for that's the truth. We said in love, whosoever will on you come. You see, you and I have a purpose, and that purpose, as we walk as Christians, is to make certain that we tell the world there's hope. God says, I will send you the hope physically. I'm coming. I want you to see me. I want you to understand that I love you the way you are, and that I'm more than willing to use. God wants to harness that power that he's given us. He wants to, for us as a wild stallion is tamed, like the word meekness truly means. As a wild stallion is tamed, I have tamed you now to serve me. He didn't take away that wild stallion spirit. He harnessed it and said, now go in my power and with my truth and give hope to the world. The world must see hope, or each one of us individually will falter and we will fall. Over the years of preaching, teaching, witnessing the horrors that can take place with one human being and another, the viciousness of life, I look back and understand that God sent his only begotten Son. And we've looked back again to the past when Jesus arrived in the manger. And we realized something. Not one of the religious folk showed up for the birth. None showed up. You know who showed up? The people in the middle of the desert, the wilderness. The average folk like you and me, they showed up. All you had, the three wise men, wealthy. You know what they listened to? Their heart. There was hope. All the money that they had, they realized it's no good. Look at the star. Search your spirit, and we will know to follow. We will know to go search for that hope, because we have everything, all the wealth that can be imagined for each time period, just like the United States of America. The poorest in our nation is wealthy to 2/3 of the rest of the world. We have been blessed with much, and yet so many hang their head hopeless, saying that, I just don't see how this will work out. I don't have to see how God works things out. I just know that it's working out for His glory. Nothing that's going to happen to you or me as a Christian will ever focus on our individual lives as evil. Because God says, I will take that evil and turn it for the good for you. I'll watch after you. I'm your shepherd. I'm the one that truly loves you. But he says, you've got to give hope to everyone else. When Jesus died on that cross, he died for the hopeless. He died for me while I was yet in a sinning state. Christ died for me. That's the 2,000 year ago Christ we're talking about. That's the Son of God that continues to walk with us today. God said, stand up, preachers, and you deliver my message, not yours. You deliver my truth of hope and not yours. Don't attempt to make it too flowery, because there's a lot of hurt in life, a lot of pain. As a Christian, you and I understand hurt and pain from the human standpoint. And during that hurting time within our life, it is the hope that Christ gives that you and I know it's getting better. But let me tell you about hurt and pain. And I'm not going to surprise you with any of this. And I must preach what God has called me to preach, not what I have printed out for you, obviously, today. But here's what I want you to understand. The hope that you have as a Christian is the hope of the world. The hope that you have within your heart is a hope that you and I are called by God to deliver to those who hate Him and who hate us. It is to take the message of love, the message of peace, the message of hope to a world that sees no hope. You can never find hope in the eyes of a religion. You find hope in the heart of God. That's where you'll find your name. That's where you will find a package. That package that He wanted to deliver. That first Christmas, He said, I'm coming. For those of you who have no hope, for those of you who are hurting, I'm on my way. And here's what I'm going to do, says God. I am going to live as you have lived in the human condition. I am going to walk as you have walked. The difference between Christ walking on earth and you and me in our journey on earth is this. You and I merely have to balance the hurt, the pain, the sin, the turmoil within our individual lives and our families in so many cases. Jesus said, but I'm coming to give hope to the world. I'm coming to let you know, as you suffer the pain and the hurt within your own individual life, I am going to take your punishment and everyone else's punishment for sin. I'm going to grab the burden of every human being that will ever exist, and I will bear your burden. I will stand in the presence of my Father, and I will share with my Father that blood transfusion I gave to you. I'm giving you hope, and I'm going to die, and I'm going to accept your punishment. I'm going to accept your sin as my own. That's what Christmas is about. It's just the beginning of an eternal hope that Christ wanted us to see. The God who loves His Son Jesus. Jesus told us something about Him. Jesus let His disciples and His followers know that the God, His Father, who loves Him, will love each one of us as much as He loved His own Son, Jesus. What are we looking for? We want more of the love of God? That's not our trouble. That's not the problem with this nation. And it's not the problem with the church. The church's problem is not a government. The church's problem is the sin in the heart of professing Christians who do not want to stand for the truth of Christ. Pastors who're so afraid to speak the word of God because they're going to lose everything. Folks, there's nothing I want down here except for the love of a family, the love of a congregation, and the peace that God gives me. This body is dying quickly. It's broken. It's going to fail. But the me that's in here somewhere, I remember being asked, where's your spirit, you know, in your brain or any. And if you remember, God always speaks of the heart, but not the pump that pumps the blood. The spiritual us who is there. The God who speaks to us in our heart. And you and I continue to have a mission. Every battle we fought, every one of us who was ever in battle, we understand something. It doesn't matter what year. It doesn't matter which war. We look back and we can see the hell that broke loose. Man's inhumanity to man. Trained to kill. Trained to protect. And we come back home and we're all broken. We're missing something. But one thing we're not missing, that's hope. You see, the mind breaks down. Oh, gosh, all of those reenactments of battle, all of those horrors that we witness in what we call the other world on the other side, we look for the hope. Lord, I realize inside me that I'm never going to witness that total transformation in the human condition because I'm broke, messed up. But I have a spirit. That's who I really am, and that's who you really are. Don't allow the acts of life, the acts of man's inhumanity to man, to control how your spirit acts. We may have to do it on our canes. We may have to go there in our wheelchairs. But we will go and we will stand strong for freedom and for the love of Almighty God, no matter what condition we are in, because the hope of Jesus Christ is within the heart of every believer. It is the hope that changes the world. It is the hope that Christ gives us of the better to come. And then that hope comes within. Do we not understand that peace that God speaks of is the peace within our heart and the hope that is within our spirit? If I am not at peace with me, I will not be at peace with anyone else. And if I am not at peace with my God, with my Savior, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, all the peace the world offers me is phony peace, pseudo peace. It's just not real and it's never lasting. No, folks, what you find in this world will not last. One day, you and I, God's Word tells us, and His Spirit reminds us of it, we will stand before our Savior. There will be a time of the judgment seat of Christ. Listen to me. Let me tell you what my hope is, and I know it. Read the book a lot. Hear His Word. At the judgment seat of Christ, you will only find Christians. Listen to me. At the judgment seat of Christ, the Scripture says you will only see those who belong to Him. And during that time period, it's not a focus of keeping you from getting into heaven. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came as a present, a gift to the world. He promised His Father that there would be many, many. Oh, get in the Old Testament and read how He talks about how God will let each prophet let each one he touches know all your kingdom will not be able to be numbered, like as the sea or as the sand at the ocean. That will be how many people I will give you. And God told his son, I'm giving you as a present to my children. I'm coming down so that my children will receive the hope and give that hope to a world around them. There's got to be a difference in us. When I stand before Jesus, do you know what will not be burned? Anything that you and I have done out of love. That's the only thing that'll make it. All the other garbage. You remember, even though you try to tell everybody that you're almost perfect and you never sin, you remember all of that garbage that you try to spread around? That will never enter the kingdom of God. And what Jesus will do, he says he'll cast away all the garbage to be burned. But you, me, I will present to my Father. Now catch it. That's the Christmas gift. See, Jesus is giving back to the Father. Merry Christmas, Father. Woo! Merry Christmas. And he presents us polished up and as though we had never committed a sin. You think about that. I don't want to get you started thinking too deep on all the sins. I want you to think about the hope. You and I represent Christ as the church body. We are the body of Christ. It is together we give hope. It is together, united, that we can share the truth. And without Christ, there is no such thing as truth, and there's no such thing as salvation, and there is no hope. So therefore, you and I have been called by God to share hope with the world. To share that hope through who we really are. I want you to listen to a couple of scriptures. Ephesians 1, 3 through 5. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. Do you know that we please God? How many times do you get so angry with yourself because of sin, especially that most favored sin that we have? It's the sin that is so favorite that we don't speak of it as sin. And your pastor, please, I don't want to hear about it. But it's the sin that we have within our minds. It's the sin that we have truly that our body wants to follow through with and our spirit cries stop. Romans 10, 13 through 15. Listen closely. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him who saved them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is what the scriptures mean when they say, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Hope is the good news, folks. The good news of Scripture is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are never told in Scripture, but we do. We're never told in Scripture to ever observe the time of his birth. But we are told to celebrate at his death. Now, as human beings, that makes it difficult with us. But as spiritual and as God, he says, I love you. The love he has for us while we are in the sinning state. That means, don't you get up there and you start saying, well, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. No, you're not. You got volumes now of new leaves. You're not going to do it. What happens is when you come under conviction by the Holy Spirit, when God touches your heart, and you recognize that touch, you will hear him say, I love you. Lord, I'm a mess. Yeah, but you're my mess. I love you. Now, that's the fact. But what would he ask of us as his body today? In dealing with the word love, he would say, and I would love to see you get about my Father's business. It's a challenge. Hope is a gift. Love is a part of who God is that he placed within our heart. That love that supersedes all understanding, that hope that supersedes all understanding, it's all there. And he said, just tell the world how much I love them. But Lord, we're afraid to, because that's not politically correct. I got news for you. Read the New Testament and see if you really thought that Jesus was politically correct when he made up a whip, turned over the tables of the money changers, and ran them out of his father's house. He would have been on headlines in our day, a non-Christian act. Or is this what you call Christian? Don't let the world define who Christ is in your heart by their own standards. Hope to the world. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love, for your peace, and as you touch our heart, Father, we pray that you will help us to touch others. Lord, I know such a great love we'll never understand. Even putting up with us, Father, I don't understand in my own life. But one thing I do know, you love us. I ask for your blessing upon each family that's present. I ask for your protection as they travel back and forth. And Father, all these we lift to you in prayer. We pray for mercy and for hope. Remind us, Father, that you're sending your son again as the reigning king, and we will reign with him. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for this time that we can truly remember the birth of your son. We ask your blessings now on each one. In Jesus' name, amen.